ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. அயோத்தியா காண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 5, ராமாஸ் ஃபாஸ்ட். தி ரிசைட்டல் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Dasharatha next sought Saint Vasishtha and said to him with a bow, "May it please your reverence to go to Rama and see that he and his wife observe the fasts and vows that might ensure him wealth, health and a happy reign." "I go, your majesty," replied Vasishtha and the sage, than whom stood none higher in the knowledge of vows, fasts, penances and potent spells, betook himself to Rama's palace upon a stately chariot. His priestly car he drove through three vast blocks of the mansion, even as dazzling lightning flashes through pale clouds. Rama heard him coming and approached him in all reverent haste. He lent his arm to aid Vasishtha to descend from his chariot, touched his holy feet with his head. "Rama, you have found high favor in your father's eyes, and in consequence he intends to place you over this realm tomorrow, even as Nahusha installed Yayati, his son. Hence it behooves you and your wife to spend the night in fast and meditation." He next ordained a fast and prayer by rule and text and took leave of the prince with courteous honors gratified. Rama remained yet a while in sweet converse with his friends, who ever had a pleasant word for him. Then he bade them goodbye and retired to his apartments. He found them gay and bright with men and maids happily busy with the preparation for the tomorrow. Even as some beautiful lotus lake studded with flowers that open their hearts to the rays of the rising sun, while gem-like birds of varied plume light above them with unsteady gait, maddened with frequent draughts of honey. Meanwhile, Vasishtha rode out of Rama's palace through the royal streets, teeming with happy crowds and busy converse. The gentle breeze wafted the welcome sound to distant ears, even as the muffled roar of the ocean wave falling on drowsy ears. The town wore a gay look that night. Streets and the byways were swept and cleaned and watered. The houses were decked with flags and banners that nodded, as it were, gentle welcome to one another. The gates were hid beneath clusters of plantains, mango leaves and palm fruits. Men, women and boys, rich and poor, high and low, waited expectant for the happy dawn that was to bring round the hour when they would rejoice in the sight of their beloved Rama crowned as king. Vasishtha took his way leisurely through the gay crowds, even as a mighty lord of the deep cleaving his way amid mountain billows. He passed up the stairs to where sat the expectant monarch, even as a bright denizen of the skies in his cloud chariot. The whole audience rose as one man to accord reverent welcome to the saint, even as gods and angels lift their hands and hearts in awe and reverence to Brihaspati, the divine priest and counselor. "Has Rama been duly instructed in his holy task for the night?" queried the fawn king, to which the sage made reply, "Yes, my liege, even as you desire." The king craved permission of his chaplain to retire for the night. He dismissed his audience and sought the privacy of his apartment, even as the monarch of the forest seeks his rocky lair. His presence illumined the happy halls, more splendid by far than the abode of the Lord of the Heavens, and flashing bright with gemmed robes and gem-like eyes, even as a starlit firmament suffused with the rising splendors of the Queen of Night. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.